On Thursday's front page, a major legal policy shift. The Obama administration says it will no longer defend a federal law banning recognition of same-sex marriages. The unrest in the Arab world is strengthening Iran and weakening Saudi Arabia. And on the lam with Democratic lawmakers in the Midwest. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama ordered the Justice Department to stop arguing that the law barring federal recognition of gay marriage is constitutional. Attorney General Eric Holder said the president concluded the administration cannot defend the law, which defines marriage as something between a man and a woman. University of Pennsylvania law professor Tobias Wolf called it a monumentally important policy change. He said the government is taking the position that discrimination against homosexuals is unconstitutional. House Speaker John Boehner, who's a Republican, took issue with the move. Boehner spokesman Michael Steele said people want Washington to focus on creating jobs and cutting spending, not stirring up divisive issues. Also on Thursday's front page, the revolts in the Arab world are changing the balance of power there. Regional experts say Iran's position is getting stronger, Saudi Arabia's is getting weaker. Iran has already benefited from the ouster of Arab leaders who were adversaries. It's also making its influence felt. This week, Iran sent two warships through the Suez Canal for the first time since 1979. Egypt's new military leaders let them pass. The Libyan revolt spread as Colonel Muammar Gaddafi tightened his grip on the capital. Opponents took over what used to be a state-run radio station in the town of Shahat. Correspondent David D. Kirkpatrick says all signs are pointing to a confrontation later in the week around the capital of Tripoli.
You know, one thing about these protests is much more than in Egypt or even Tunisia, they've been really spontaneous. They saw what happened in Tunisia, they saw what happened in Egypt, they saw what happened in the east part of their own country. And they just took to the streets. They just started rioting without any game plan or any leadership. The justice minister and the interior minister, who's also an army officer, have both switched sides. The interior minister said that the tipping point for him was when he was told to attack and kill Libyan civilians, and he wouldn't do that. The problem is, you know, in other countries, you've seen the military step in to play a kind of referee role between the people and the ruler. That's not possible here. There's no one in the military who can speak to Colonel Gaddafi and say, for example, it's time to go.
Times correspondent David D. Kirkpatrick. In Chicago, Times reporter Monica Davey looks at life on the lam for Democratic lawmakers. Democrats from Wisconsin, Indiana, and Ohio have fled to Illinois. That's keeping their state legislatures from passing bills to limit public sector unions and collective bargaining rights. Republican leaders back home are fuming, but Illinois Governor Patrick Quinn, who's a Democrat, couldn't be more welcoming. He's phoned some of the new arrivals. He says he believes in hospitality and tourism. He also says he believes in unions. Times reporter Kara Buckley looks at the lengths some New Yorkers go to claim they don't live here, which collects both city and state income taxes, is asking people with a second home to say how many days they spend in New York City. The magic number is 183. Anything close to that will raise a red flag. So accountants are reminding clients to save their receipts in case they have to prove they did or did not spend more than half the year in the city. Opening day is coming. You can be sure because Yogi Berra just arrived in Florida. He's going to watch the New York Yankees at spring training. There's a hotel he always stays in and a driver who always drives him around. That would be Cy Young Award winner Ron Guidry. Yogi Berra is 85 now. Guidry says spring training is his last hold on baseball. Inside Thursday's Times, not ready for liftoff. Spaceport was supposed to be the nation's first facility built for commercial space travel. New Mexico had hopes it would open up a whole new kind of tourism, but it's hit a roadblock because of the economy. Some 400 people have put down deposits on flights. It's not clear when the first one will get off the ground. There was more fighting in the Ivory Coast. Strongman Laurent Gbagbo is trying to stay in power after losing an election there. Forces loyal to Gbagbo attacked a neighborhood that supports his main opponent. One resident says Gbagbo's tanks arrived in mid-afternoon. The area is also under assault by rocket launchers. Thursday's Business Day section says the unrest in the Mideast is forcing oil prices up, and airline fares are following along. That could mean sticker shock for passengers. Airlines have already raised fares four times since January 1st, compared with only three increases in all of last year. Airlines have also added fuel surcharges on international flights and imposed peak time surcharges for summer tickets. Even low-cost carriers like Southwest Airlines have been raising prices. Here in New York, the city is going to deal with school light fixtures that are tainted by PCBs. Nearly 800 schools have fluorescent lights that will either get new ballasts or be replaced. It's a $708 million project. The city's been under pressure from the EPA and worried parents for some months now. Is there a connection between broken windows and crime statistics? Some criminal justice experts say so. Here in New York, crime is down, and so is the number of broken windows. The Census Bureau counted 23,500 broken windows in 2009. That's down from nearly 157,000 back in 2003. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.